am Brenna Bell with 350 PDX. I'm the Forest Climate Manager.
And what brings you out here today?
Well, I love Forest Park. Like everyone in Portland, pretty much, we are concerned that PGE is planning to put a clear cut for power lines through Forest Park. They have other alternate routes that don't cut down trees in a public park, and we're really encouraging them to take those alternatives.
What action would you like to see the city councilors take?
Well, the city councilors are evaluating an appeal that was brought by the Forest Park Conservancy and the Forest Park neighborhood, appealing the hearings officer's decision that PGE's plans comply with the Forest Park Management Plan. And so we're hoping that the city of Portland, the new city councilors, in their judicial role, find that it does not comply with that plan and go with what their own staff said and not give PGE the go-ahead to move forward on this project.
And why is this so important, and what do you most want people to know about this issue?
I think this, there's so much attention on this because it involves Forest Park, but it's really important because it's just indicative of a much bigger problem, whereas the drive to gain corporate profit is seen as more important than anything else. It's seen more as more important than the trees, seen more important than the public's engagement with the forest. It's seen more important than the climate resilience that the forest gives us. And this is really just about PGE making more money by doing something that's easier for them. And so it's a micro issue that illustrates a much, much larger problem. And City Council has the ability to do the right thing today and choose the public benefit over that corporate profit.
And that's all I have for you today. Okay. Thank you for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Defend Forest Park! Defend Forest Park! Defend Forest Park! Defend Forest Park!
For KBOO News, I'm Lexis Ponce.